Ignition, Chapter 3, Stage 2, The Business Model. The digital revolution has changed the face of business forever. Never in history has the barrier to entry been so low to get started with a profitable business. Even more so, being able to run it as a one-person team from home. You don't need a fancy office. The usual cost for this would be thousands of dollars per month, depending on where you live. Instead, you just need a device that can access the internet and a desk. Even that's optional. You don't need a huge team. Most other businesses are looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars per year for this. Luckily, you can do this easily on your own. You don't need a huge amount of startup capital, just a laptop or tablet, a few low-cost website services, for example $10 per year for a domain name, $10 per month for website hosting, and so on, and a few low-cost software tools. This is a huge contrast to a 2009 study conducted by the Ewing Marion Kaufman Foundation, where they discovered the average cost of starting a traditional business from scratch is typically over $30,000. Not only that, but the advancement of the internet and the drag and drop type software tools available mean you don't need to use coding to create websites anymore. So it can be done even if you have zero technical experience. If you have enough computer skills to use Microsoft Word, then you have everything you need. However, all the above only applies to one business model in particular, and it's a business model that has opened the doors to a life of time and financial-based freedom for me and my students. Let me explain. People all over the world are often struggling with one thing or another in their life, but usually it comes under the overall topics of health, wealth, or relationships. Maybe they feel self-conscious and want to lose weight, or maybe they're happy with their image but just want to look more muscular. Maybe they're struggling financially and need another way to make extra money, or maybe they're doing well financially but need a better way to invest and/or safeguard their finances against the future. Maybe they're in a rough patch of their relationship and they need help, or maybe they're single and need some dating advice, or they may even just want to improve their relationship with their dog, i.e. dog training, so it will stop barking at every opportunity. Whatever you choose, your job is to simply connect valuable products or services, either your own or other people's, that solve those issues to people who need them. That's it. This way, you're able to make a huge positive impact in people's lives at the same time as improving your own life with the profit you generate. Not to mention that when you do this correctly, the traditional way of selling becomes irrelevant because you'll have people asking you to buy your stuff. I know you probably have a ton of questions at this point, so let's start with the most important part of your business's foundations, which type of products and services you'll be selling. A lot of people get drawn into online commerce by the seemingly perfect scenario of selling physical products. No need to create any products or content of my own, I'm in! And that's where the cycle of failure usually starts. If you're trying to sell your own physical products with your own manufacturing and fulfillment process, you have a ton of things to worry about, including 1. The long development and manufacturing process, where something often goes wrong. Not to mention, it's so easy to produce too much inventory or not enough. 2. Storage for the products, usually an expensive warehouse or filling your living room to the brim with boxes. 3. Expensive employees to deal with each step of the process. Number 4. Expensive equipment for each stage of the manufacturing process. 5. Delivery issues, including customers' orders getting lost in transit and you having to send another one at your cost with no guarantee this one will reach them on time or at all either. 6. Low profit margins once the product is actually ready. 7. Competition with other sellers selling the exact same thing, meaning you end up competing on price, which is never a good thing when other huge corporations can negotiate lower prices than you. 8. and a whole lot more. For a beginner, there are way too many variables or moving parts in this business model for it to be profitable quickly and easily. You can definitely say goodbye to a relaxed lifestyle, that's for sure. But what about dropshipping, Amazon FBA, or something similar, I hear you ask? Legal note, I do not advertise or disparage this service. It is only a suitable example which can be changed to any similar service. Sure, this business model does work for a lot of people, but you still have some of the same issues as above, including super low profit margins due to the manufacturing and fulfillment process, delivery issues, which always come back to you as the seller, even though you're not responsible, competing with people selling the exact same products as you, and more. The people who are claiming they've made thousands or even millions of dollars after just a few months of starting aren't telling you the full story. They may be making that amount of money, but they usually only take home a tiny percentage of that, typically between 1 to 5% of their total sales. But of course, those smaller actual numbers wouldn't help sell their product as well as the bigger numbers, so most of the marketers choose to omit them. This is not too great for all the hassles that come with a business model. I don't know about you, but personally I'd rather do the work once and collect the profit for life. It's also better to follow an always working, automated, evergreen model than anything else, as too many people burn themselves out with all the work that comes with doing new product launches all the time, such as sucking up to affiliates, constantly creating new products, not having any income between launches, and so on. Never making the most of their newly created assets in the long term. That's where digital products and services come into play. With a digital product such as a video course, ebook, audio interview series, software or similar, you only need to invest a few weeks into creating them one time, then you're able to sell them over and over again with no manufacturing costs. After all, the product is already created, so delivering the product is as simple as giving somebody a download link, which can easily be done automatically, to be sent instantly after the customer's payment is submitted. And we haven't even touched on selling other people's already profitable products as an affiliate either, where you don't have to create your own products at all. So therefore, you have zero upfront time requirements or financial costs and earn commissions on every sale you make, sometimes above 75% if you look in the right places. Less work? Sounds good so far, right? Well, the other benefit is the huge profit margin. With physical products, you're looking at a tiny profit margin of around 10 to 25%, if you're lucky, after all of your other expenses, which makes it tough to surpass your competitors with larger budgets. But with digital products, because there are no manufacturing or fulfillment costs, as everything is done online for free, you keep a lot more of each sale, often upwards of an 80% profit margin after advertising and other minor overheads. Yep, an 80% profit margin. Case in point, from one of my many successful clients, our course sales for June were $41,000 on about $2,500 in expenses. Todd Groskreutz. Because you have more cash to play with, it often allows you to scale your profit a lot faster, with less effort, and gives you a bigger net profit at the end of the year. That's why I often laugh when I'm watching Shark Tank and the business owner brags how they've made several millions of dollars in sales, yet when it comes down to it, they've only brought home a five-figure net profit for the whole year. But this low barrier to entry for online businesses also works against you. According to Forbes, approximately 543,000 new businesses are started every month. That's roughly 18,100 per day. So, the longer it takes you to decide to get started, the more competitors you'll have, and the more difficult it's going to be for you. That's why I always tell my students to follow the ready, fire, aim principle. Just get started and learn as you go along. It's infinitely more profitable that way than waiting until you understand everything with 100% clarity. I call this being able to earn as you learn, a continuous cycle of implementing new strategies and learning from the results.